بالقرآن والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وأفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. This is the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala, and that should be sufficient for us to understand in what Allah, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, who maintains the heavens and the earth all the time, Allah, who is the creator of all men, humans, animals, everything, and sustains and gives them food, looks after their health, everything. What can we look after our health? What health care programs can we have? Allah alone is the one who looks after our eyes, our heart. Otherwise, a cardiologist, he himself dies of a heart attack. It is not in our hands, it is all in the hands of Allah. So such a great Allah, this is these words. Listen to the words, not just casually, but who is saying these words? خالق السماوات والأرض مدبر السماوات والأرض إليه ترجع الأمور. Everything returns and we are going to return. So great is Allah. And this Kalam, the speech of Allah, Allah starts it with Allah. Undoubtedly, definitely, whose words and Allah is saying, there is no doubt whatsoever. Aflah. Aflah, Falah in the Arabic language is means success. And there are many words for success. But success, yeah, or in Falah, means every type of success, of being, of dunya, of your health, of your wealth, your domestic life, your business life, all types of success is in Falah. So Allah will bring your life wisdom. And Allah said, there is no doubt, you've got all types of success. No man tazakka, that person who makes the shirk, who purifies, who corrects. What does he correct? Yeah, that is not saying. But from the whole Quran, it is understood, this nafs of ours. Our body is made up of three main components. The nafs, the body, the physical body, and the ruh, which is the soul. The body is the vehicle to transport the soul. The soul, Allah created it when Allah created Adam, Adam, and Allah, Allah created all the souls that are going to come in the world. From the time the soul is created, it never dies. It's living and it can live forever. The body dies. When you say somebody died, his body has died. And that only means his mode of transport has changed. When the child was formed in the mother's womb, and it was about 4 months, 10 days, then Allah put that soul into this body. Now this became a living body. After that, the body was a living. Now for about 5 months in the mother's womb, this body is living. The soul is moving. Then the main part is the soul. The body is just still the time of death. Like we want to go for Umrah, for example, we go by car to Insha Shahar. We leave the car now. We take another transport, the airplane. Like that, this the transport changes. For some people, very few, the exceptionally powerful Shuhada, this transport, the body remains in the power also. But for most of us, another type of transport, which is similar to this body, but a little different, that changes. So the body is there. But the soul, ruh, is still living. And the ruh, that is on with its journey. So from this, inshallah, we all can understand the most important is the ruh. Like for example, while we are living, if the ruh goes out of the arm, we say the person is paralyzed. We don't say the ruh is gone out. But what actually has happened? The ruh is gone out of the leg, out of the arm, out of the right side. Now it's dunya, it's lame. If you can't move it, the brain can't control it, nothing. There's no ruh there. That is it. Now you hit that person, you break that person, you shock him, he doesn't feel pain. Everything has to do with the ruh. Our joy and sadness, our safety and comfort, and our problems, disciple of the shepherd of his love of the world and thoughts of the world are not taking place. We are like unmindful. We know it, everyone knows it. But it's far away in the mind, somewhere at the back. And therefore we are giving all more importance to the body. Our health, we spend hundreds of thousands of men for our health. Today, not only women, men also, beauticians, to beautify ourselves, our figures, our hair, our complexion, and all things, hairstyles, how much money is spent, clothing, how much, all of this cost. But the important thing is, today we have become so only influenced by outward things, that we are only worried about the outward things. In the home, beautiful home, but whether there is love between the husband and wife, let no effort is made. Whether there is understanding, whether there is mutual understanding, no, as long as we got a beautiful child, we got a beautiful house, our outward body is very nice, that's what it is. But inside that we are, and the most important is the inside world. So his body is just the vehicle, the transport, the car, the transport, the important person, the rope which is inside. So it's not sufficient that you only polish your car shiny and keep it left off, but inside you don't want it. You don't correct the things inside. For example, you got an auto electrical problem. Your indicator, when you put the right side on, the left side is going on. How dangerous is not that car? You're putting the right side, you're going to the right, but the left indicator. The person at the back thinking when you turn to the left, he passes you on the right. Then you turn him on the right. Then he's going to hit you exactly where the driver is. And when he's overtaking at the speed. Because your wrong side indicator is gone. So in the same way, if our ropes, our body's indicator is wrong, you want to look at your wife, but all the time you're looking at your sister-in-law. How we got all our wheel alignment is gone out. Now the car is pulling all the time one side. You're trying your best to bring it aside, but it's pulling to the other side all the time. You want to look at your wife, you're looking at your neighbor's wife all the time. How dangerous is it? So that is the most serious problem. So the car, you don't only worry about you keep your car clean and neat and clean also, but worry about the inside of it. That is the most important. So if your tires are punctured, even though if they're underinflated also is a problem. But they are punctured, not one way or four ways. How many of us, we want to get ourselves perfect, but our body is punctured. We just can't get out of it. We can't come, we want to come. It is our desire. To make namaz at home, but we just say we oversleep them on. Our shock absorbers are on. We can't take, we go over a pump, and the car just knocks a hook off on the different shock absorbers are on. Somebody just tell us something which is against our desire, where we go out in a frame, we get angry. We can't believe it. And especially at home, with the family, then see how angry. How the language you start using, our shock absorbers are. So we have to correct our lives. And we have to understand that just as the car all can understand, our physical health, everyone understands and understands the importance, which is not so important, but we regard it as so important. But with regard to our soul, that nobody of us pays any attention. So this is what is the important thing to correct our soul. This is what Allah is saying, but أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. The person who corrects his soul, and now that his nafs is corrected. Now not only when the soul be corrected, the body, the vehicle, the passive, with the fiber inside, but his car is also corrected. Absolutely won't be fine. His shock absorbers are in order, and when the car is serviced properly, not only fine tuning, precision tuning. Everything is perfectly modern. It's a pleasure to drive such a car. And not only that, your road also is so wonderful. It was more than a normal in Bitwick many years ago. When I was part of our own caliber, he used to say that he went to go somewhere, that for example, when he comes to Peter Mansford, he said, "That's your car, first class car, Peter Mansford, Montromate Giva." So if your car is perfect, your road is perfect, you drive comfortably.
So our life, we are in the same path is to make we don't realize that we are in. We are not only in problems, we are in azab. Manda Nathani Rukhidari writes an explanation of this, that a person from a foreign country or a village came to the city. And in India, many of us went to Pakistan, especially on Eid occasions, etc. Then there was a Mithai was displayed on the road outside the shop. And there also many people, they said they were outside of the shop on the field. So the Mithais are displayed. So we didn't know it was all free of charge. So we started eating from everywhere. And we didn't know the language also. So the shop owner started shouting, reprimanding him. He didn't understand. He thought he's crazy. Like one actually this happened. When Aisha of Egypt was reading Zohar Namaz in Australia loud, Zohar Namaz. And so the people were reminding him, thank you, Subhanallah. So he thought he had intelligence with the sea. So he's reading all the church. So sometimes we just don't understand. So he thought he's telling him, MashaAllah, you're doing very good. So he's eating more. So finally he called the police. Police put him in jail for a few days. Then when the case came and they referred to the punishment, they said put him on the bounty and let him live in the town and let all the children jeer at him, mock at him. So they took that, he was understood all this. He thought now they're giving me a free ride because I did something very good. And they all praising me, clapping hands after me, etc. Just like the Canadian in Azab, and we thinking I'm enjoying. We are actually in the worst of Azab today. And we are thinking, and nobody can change our minds. We are enjoying, we are having the top of everything. No demands in our lives. We got a big mansion, beautiful cars, no observance of any command of being. And we thinking when we are in Azab, we are already. Azab of the Father will come and let's save us all. Then we will realize actually what happened. May Allah protect. So this gear, this correction of the root and of the nafs, this is absolutely essential. If our body is corrected, we will live our life quite comfortably. We won't have any difficulty in passing through our lives. For that is the Islahi Jalsa. The Islahi Jalsa, may Allah reward our sakis, Mother Muhammad Mehta, Mother Ahmed. All our sakis who made effort, Qulam Hussein who went out, and what they have done, they have doubted that they have been Islahi Jalsa. And that our Lord of Tishah here, that Shaddai is given, hosted us and kept us here. So this is actually a remind of Mekka or Karaj, repair center. There were the cars coming and just giving this dawah for showing the cars. So we all have come here. And there isn't one mechanic, many mechanics. And over this 2-3 days, they are going to be giving us service, servicing us. That how we must correct it, or we got an auto electrical problem, our indicators are not working, our shock absorbers are not right, our wheels are on flat, we got dents from this side and that side, our vehicles, this nafs, if we reapply ourselves. This is also very important. If the doctor, we had one close friend, a very elderly man, who was a diabetic, he became so acute, he had to be hospitalized. And under strict of supervision, they were checking his sugar, medication, what he's eating. But contrary to all the years, they gave him insulin, they gave him heavy dosage of medicine, but his sugar levels going up. They just couldn't understand. Until the nurse found sugar, doctor levels and they spoke. They gave him all the medication, but when he puts his blanket over, inside he's eating chocolate all the time. So how can we get the cure? So in the same way, if we don't apply ourselves, all the remedies will be given, the prescriptions, the medicine will be given, but if we still on the quiet and doing our wrong things, then how are we going to get the cure? So this is a mobile hospital for 2-3 days, where all our spiritual illnesses, our taat that is gone way up, not only 1-2 problems, completely it can pass, there's no question of it passing a roadworthy test also. But now over the science, if we will come here, listen to the Bayans and take it that it is meant for me. and you don't feel offended that I am being told, and we accept that it is for me, and we follow according to that, well, now I can guarantee you, I can guarantee you on the trust of Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala says, By the ability, the actual doer is only Allah. And he's a friend of the believers. And he will take you out of your darkness into the light. Your darkness is so rented and so out of there. If there is not so many problems, Allah will correct it, there is no problems. Your power will come back. And as far as Sabbath is concerned, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ بِهِ أَنْ أَخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَىٰ النُّورِ. As far as dunya Sabbath, the Nabi came Musa alayhi salam, all the Anbiya. And the Waratah of Anbiya, the Ulama, Ulama of Rabbani Deen, they are only the outward means, but the actual doer is Allah Ta'ala. And when you prepare your car, you turn your eyes only on your mechanic, he's got his eyes on his machinery, on his tools. Yet, the real chef the car, his eyes are always on Allah. That's Allah. I'm prescribing this medicine, you make the proper effect. So when Allah will make our Islam, there is no doubt with our Islam. So if our body is now dead of being a diabetic, of pressure, of cholesterol, of kidney problem, of a thyroid problem, whatever it can be, and now the body, you live so nicely, you live so comfortably. In the same way, your car, all the problems are out now. It's got no auto-electric problem. It's got no shock absorber. How many of us, our rings are finished, and the fumes that are going black, black smoke. And terrible, it's polluting the whole place. What terrible smoke it is making. How many of us, when we let out our anger and our vulgar energy, it pollutes the whole empire. This we can't see. It comes clearly in the hadith that when a person lies, that lies, Allah is appointed, Malaika Farishta, to protect us, every person. Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone. وَرُبُ عَقِرَاتٌ مِنْ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. And that's command which can come for a lightning knock you off. An electric shock and you are dead. You cross the road and there is this, from where it's happening and you knock you and you are dead. It is a malaika of God protecting us. Unless Allah, here as we are sitting, if it's not the protection of the malaika, because of our sins, we should have been knocked out now. Sitting here after that, sitting here, something goes wrong in our spine and you are perished for the rest of your life. It is this thing. But these Krishnas who are here for our protection, it comes in the hadith when we speak lies, when we make that, we use other language, they go so far away that they can't take the smell that comes from them. We don't understand. When we reflect about somebody, we enjoy. We laugh so much, our whole body shakes. We roll on the ground laughing. But actually, we are living in that planet of our life. It comes clear in the hadith when a man looks at another woman that is not allowed to look at. Lustful gazes is going on that woman. Then, la'ana Allahu la'ana zulmanzul. The one who's being looked at. And one that presents herself to be looked at, unless curses the flames of Jannah in hell, that they enjoy in that flames of Jannah. Just like the person eating that we had, he was humiliated, disgraced, but this is the they giving him honor. But then this person, when he's looking at other women, flirting around with them, even innocent, he's just making jokes, etc. But unless violent, the flames of Allah that enveloped you. And in that time you are in enjoyment and you think I'm living a wonderful life. When we are lying down to sleep and we see the filthy thoughts, we are thinking of the most filthiest things and we go to sleep that day. And like going to die and we die with the most filthiest thoughts. What kind of a mortal will come to set with us? But we don't understand this. And so these things are so terrible spiritually, the smell of it is so terrible. When the malaika also go. So just like that, if the car's rings are finished, and the that smoke is coming and it's making a terrible smoke. You can be fined for that also. It's not that out also. And you're causing so much confusion. How much of us are causing confusion? In the home, with our habits, with our attitude, etc. How many in the community we are causing this confusion? So this all has to be corrected. And this correction, your car will be now reconditioned. And not only Japanese reconditioned, Japan reconditioned, Allah reconditioned. And unless we condition, I'm not coming out. And no matter the haram insurance companies and the penalty leaders, the right of your car, it's a right of it, can't be repaired. But when Allah, nobody is affected. You can be 100 years starving, who are not only worshipping idols, making idols, selling it to people who worship the idols. But in 2 seconds you need Allah in the law, immediately the Jahannami became a Jannah. It's reconditioned now. Immediately the Nari became Nur. The person was going to Jannah, he is a Nur now. Mahbubus became Mahbub. The person was created by Allah, immediately became a beloved of Allah. So when that is our target, if a Mu'min makes Tawbah, Mullah Ali Ali Rahmatullah Ali writes, if Allah will feed you istighfar, how would it believe if it benefits a Mu'min? When it benefits a Kafi, as long as the Kufar will make him Tawbah and make them. And they were saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, and the Kaaba says, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ فِي مَنْتَقِينَ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as a person makes istighfar, Tawbah, Allah will punish your good. And if you make Tawbah, not only istighfar, Tawbah, you will promise you will never curse it. How you, what the recondition you find in that Ta'ala. So this is the preconditioning center. And it is Rahimah's order and the Alhamdulillah. And you will get preconditioned. I will finish off with one little example. Given the ayat of the Pasha Abraham Kaisa Rahimah. He says, we all drink tea, but chai ke chaar sabat bhi sikho. Learn the four lessons of it. The tea, before it was tea, it was water, plain water. Colorless, tasteless, water brings you low, brings you down water. And water is free, you give one another free. But that same water, it stays just 2 or 3 minutes in the company of the tea leaves. Now it's mange. Now it's no more water. Now it's tea. Now it's no more free. Tea you have to pay money for. And the effect has changed. Now it doesn't cool you down. Tea lifts you up. Your whole spirit, it lifts you up. And the color also has changed. If the water was clear, now it is completely black. But one condition, it must be boiling water, hot water. If you put a tea leaf in cold water, that is what happened for 10 hours also. So when you share also, you became Muri, but no fountain. A cold fountain. When husband is in Bombay, wife is in Delhi, all night, they have a gift to us. Yeah, give us all that. How will they get all that? But if they meet for 1 minute, nice hot meeting, then they can have hope of results after 9 months in China. So it must be a hot meeting. And why did it become black? Because you don't become bad to making your own barrier, to doing your own thing. You can be waiting for perhaps one officer, 30 years waiting to mom. Then he shot that one. Why is there anything? But when he went to his chair, then he realized in Raya Kudu, he was reading, the correct is, Vanashkurka Vana Rakhurka. You make your shukra, you don't make your ashukri, you don't make kufar, but the la he was putting in the wrong place. La Nashkurka Vana Rakhurka. You don't make your shukra, yeah. And you make your kufar. 30 years around that free night in Ramzan at the Wicker Namaz is reading the opposite meaning completely. So now when you let the spot company of your share, now you'll be fine. Now you'll realize I thought that clear like water, but now I'm black like black tea. My mirror is not good, my sneaker is not correct. How many things of my life is not correct? When you realize this and you then open yourself to the share. And you think the keeper, he will make effort on your ibadah, correct your ibadah. Now the mulk will come, now righteousness is coming. will still not fit to be done. After that, you make effort on your akhlaq, your path, so the sugar will come in. But the sugar alone in the tea is nothing, like it must be stirred. And you can't stir it with a straw or with a little stick, you need a spoon. And when you stir it with a spoon, you make it sound. Like the panel teeth of the car that came in an accident, and he knocks them out, and in three conditions, the whole car, and makes it like a deal car. So the sheriff will correct your mu'amalat, your business dealings with other people. Many of us are so biased, the business dealings we are covered. May Allah have that. We have to mention, we will just immediately have one brother explain there, that the one for a pious man is a helpless man, giving him. The simple thing of this man is a prophet. He says, no, no, help, you must help the poor people. And then that person, to help him out, they gave him checks, and he told the banks, my checkbook is stolen. When he went to present the check, it's a stolen check. So the old man, pious man, he told that person, shave your beard. Take off your turban, take off your kurta. What a proper person. Outside you're giving such a beautiful picture of yourself, but inside, out of trust I give of you, I go for Muslim, he's in difficult. This is what you give with me, and big amounts of money. All the jets came back, stolen jets, stolen jets. So this is a sorrow. Muhammad has also been correct. How we deal with people. So when that also is correct, then such key, what do people say? Labsos of hot tea, labdos sweet tea, labrays full cup of tea. And one more thing, habdos. Every day such a cup of tea. So in the same way, if we go through this process with our share, then we will become habdil aziz, everyone will tell us. At the moment, the wife, she won't praise you. She won't express her love for you also. Now, only two times the wife will express her love for husband. One is before marriage and one is after you. In between, she has no praises for you. Before marriage, she's going to go, oh, why get married? It's like this, it's like that. And when you die, oh, you are such a person, such a person. My wife, auntie, she told me she was old. And we were small lepers in front of them, Christian sisters. We went with Abba. We complained of my uncle. This is us, this is like, what complaints. After 2 months, my uncle passed her. Then we had their visit again. She told me, Abdul Hamid, you know what? I was married to your uncle 16 years. Not one day he gave me so much trouble. And I thought this 2 months ago, and this was not coming to me. So this is, but if you go through this process, that life will also praise you. This is what we have to do, and then the world will see what is Islam. We still haven't got the taste of Islam. We think we've got the taste. But we are using saccharine. We don't know what is honey. We don't know what is sugar. Bring the sweetness of Islam, not artificial sweetness. And then see what is Islam, and the world will see. Yet the rule that we mean in that of Waja, not other kind of thing. When we have the reality of peace, people will automatically be drawn and enter Islam. So inshallah, the 3 days program today, tomorrow, and Sunday will carry on. Present yourself. There are materials from all sides. Recondition ourselves and see what the change will come in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq.